Sadie back in action now, swinging the ball in towards the centre of the box, up towards the path of Pollock. Pollock over towards the right, and it's flicked in. It's Sadie again on the 2 yard area. It was played in from the left hand side. The ball was played from Pollock, and Sadie was there. It was in off the bar in the end. A little toe poke, and Bournemouth take the lead on 28 minutes. Seb Zaney.
Yeah, perfect illustration of what's been going on since the start of this game. Barnett were just not marking him. He went straight through that corridor in the box and flicked it on the bar, and then it went straight into the empty goal. 1-0.
Genesini to put the ball in towards the box, and again wins the header. Right on the edge of the box is Sadie. It's played back again and drilled in. It's another tap-in for Bournemouth this time. And over-celebrates Harvey Bertrand, who was just there at the back post and just tapped it in with his right boot. Bournemouth 2, Barnett 0. And Barnett done again from the edge of the area. And a little tap-in.
Yeah, I don't understand what happened there, Matt. The ball came off the goalkeeper just near the goalpost, and one of the Barnett players, instead of kicking it over, he just missed kick it. It was kind of an air shot, if you couldn't call it that way, and then it came back to a Bournemouth player, crossed it, and it was just a matter of tapping it in once again. It's the same mistake as the first goal, really, just lack of attention in that box.
Now here's James Oliver being pressured by Rian Fowler. Oliver gets past Fowler now. He's got a few men in the box, and it's going to drop straight back. It's flicked in for three. Luke Pardo was there. He was left open. Martin Box just throws his arms into the air for Barnett as the Bournemouth players celebrate on the far side. They've made it 3-0. He was in plenty of space, Luke Pardo. And we've seen him running on the right-hand side, deserving of a goal. And Bournemouth make it 3.
Yeah, I told you about 2 minutes ago, Matt, that Bournemouth were going to score more goals. It was obvious. I just looked at that piece of play, and honestly, I don't think there was a single Barnett player who was putting 100% effort. I think they're already tired, Matt, and I think that could be very dangerous for the second half.
Oliver plays the ball back in Bournemouth's possession, over towards Genesini now. Genesini looking to pass the ball through to Saidi, gets the shot away. Oh, that's brilliant! That's fantastic from Christian Saidi. Picked the ball up on the edge of the area, turned it on to his right, found the left corner of the goal. James Callum was beaten. And Bournemouth, with 42 minutes on the clock, make it 4. Seb Zaney.
Yeah, make it 4. I told you, more goals. They're just all over them tonight. I think it's going to be difficult for Barnett. And even at half-time, I think the Barnett manager, apart from saving face, they can't do much in the second half.
Barnett, of course, in their orange shirts, white shorts and white socks. Bournemouth in their home kit of the red and black striped shirts and black socks. Barnett now looking to break. Here is Hercules, gets the shot away, and straight away, a minute into the second half, Barnett have a goal back, and they've come out firing straight away. It was very, very similar to the goal we saw in the first half from Christian Sadie. It was Hercules who took the ball on the edge of the box, flicked it in on his right, and found the same sort of corner of the net. And suddenly we've got a game on.
Yeah, I told you, Matt, they could save face. Well, they might be able to do more than just save face if it carries on like this. It's a really, really, really good news for us and for the spectators that Barnett have managed to score this goal. I bet the manager was very, very active in the changing rooms.
Chime makes his way past one defender in towards the box, brought down, penalty to Barnett, brought down in the box with Chime by Harvey Bertrand. Referee pointed straight to the spot. Grieco, left foot straight down the right hand side, goalkeeper went the right way, and now 5 minutes into the second half, two goals we've seen, both for Barnett. It's 4-2. Oh, greatly taken penalty as well. Lashed at it with his left boot, Grieco. Into the right corner. No stopping that one. And Bournemouth. Well, what do you do now from this situation, Seb? 4-0 at half-time, just conceded two quick goals. Where do you go from here?
Well, I'm not quite sure, Matt. We'll have to wait and see what happens. But I think Bournemouth aren't going to just wait and see what happens. I think they're desperate to score another goal now. And increase their lead again.
Tompkins plays the ball through, and it's a little turn there from Chime, trying to get the ball onto his left. He's trying to. He's got past the defender. Surely not. It is. Can you believe it? 52 minutes on the clock. It's 4-3. Goodness me. Bournemouth defenders looking at each other, wondering what's going on, but it was Okem Chime who looked as though his shot was going to be blocked by one of three defenders around him. And Seb, what a game we've got on our hands now. 4-3.
This is exciting to watch, Matt. Well, when we went down for a cup of tea at half-time, I thought, oh dear, this game is one way. It's a one-sided game, but I'm so happy that Barnet are back. Not because I think they're my favourites, but because it's a fantastic game of football to watch. And I think it's going to be a very, very exciting second half.
Pardo, the ball's being chased, and it's a loose ball passed into the path of Chime, and it's cleared away, and that one's all the way over into the car park. That could have gone very wrong for Bournemouth. Cameron Plain just about made it out in time. And chasing it was Okem Chime, and it was the pass back channel that almost gifted Barnet the equalising goal. The deflection in the meantime comes for Titchmarsh. This is the last roll of the dice. Everyone's got to go forward. The ball's got to go forward for Barnet. Referee's got the whistle in his hand, ready to blow it. He's knocked out for a throw-in. And Bournemouth hold on. Players going down, tired as anything. The cheers from the home fans. Well, it's a sigh of relief. Full time at the Vitality Stadium, Bournemouth 4, Barnet 3. It was a close encounter. Both sides ran it right to the end of the game. Bournemouth dominated in the first half, going 4-0 up. Barnet came out in the opening 7 of the second, scoring the 3 quickfire goals. And in the end, it's the Premier League side and the youth team, the under-18s for Bournemouth here at home, who go through to the fourth round of the FA Youth Cup. What a game we've had to watch this evening.